Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Earlier today, got up, checked email, and absolutely floored by the news of the passing of Eric Montross. To me, as good a representative of the University of North Carolina as any university can have at any level, in any position, unfailingly kind, incredible man, and we lost him way too early at age 52. I texted Steve Kirshner, been the basketball sports information director, and he has a much bigger title than that, which I can't off the top of my head recall, but he is amazing. And I texted Steve as soon as I saw the release, and I just asked, are you okay? So for the sake of our audience, how are you, Steve?
I'm good. I just feel bad for his family and his closest friends and you know, all of us who really enjoy working with Eric every day, that we don't get that opportunity again. But also feel bad for all the people, you know, at age 52. He had so much more impact to make, and he touched so many people's lives way beyond what he did on a basketball court. And he was a very good player, an outstanding college player, and played 8 seasons in the NBA. And there was 1 year where he was hurt, but you know, I said 9-year career. And but what he did as in the community, as you said, I mean, you really don't need me to say right. Your preamble was phenomenal. And what he did as an ambassador of the university, agreed. Not just athletics ambassador or basketball ambassador, but university, town, the community, the state. I mean, Eric was unique in that he, as a student, he understood the impact that being a Carolina basketball player could have on people's lives. And he carried that through the rest of his life. And you don't often meet people like Eric Montross.
Steve Kirshner is joining us here from UNC. He's a representative, a spokesperson for the basketball program, the athletic department. Here's the thing about Eric. There are certain people who are put on this earth and are givers. And I'm not talking about, I mean, although finances can be part of it, I just think that Eric was put on this earth to make others' lives better. I mean, I think that's accurate, but if you could just kind of take that.
Accurate and beautifully said, and absolutely accurate, because he looked at basketball as a way to contribute, as a way to give, and not just on the entertainment side, to be able to watch a fun game or championship team, but it was a way that he could, whether it was through finances or spotlight or impact, motivation, inspiration, whatever it may be, how can you do bigger and better things than just being a basketball player? He was extremely competitive. He hated to lose, loved to win, but he also knew even at age 18 to 22 as a college student that he didn't want to be known. That wasn't going to be the biggest and best thing he did in his life. You know, his family, his children, his parents, the community, you know, the churches, those were the things that by being a basketball player, you could do even more because of all that you were given and all that you had to give. And I concur with what you said. He was a giver. I mean, his senior year of college, you know, the impact that he had and the relationship that he built with a 15-year-old cancer patient, Jason Clark. And I always remember Eric calling me angry one night. You know, this was pre-cell phone, calling me on my apartment phone and angry because he didn't understand why he got attention. And he said, he, you know, people think I'm a hero because I'm a good basketball player and I play for North Carolina, the number one ranked team in the country. And he goes, this kid fights cancer every day. He's 15. He's living in the cancer ward and he's the hero. And we should celebrate him. I mean, he basically got mad. He goes, you should be the PR guy for Jason Clark, not Eric Montross. And that was Eric. But it wasn't just something fleeting. He wasn't friends, and Jason passed away in February of his senior season. But Eric just didn't drop it. What did he do? He and Laura and his family, they went out and held a Father's Day camp for 25 years. And raised money to build the Jason Clark Teen Lounge at the Cancer Center, and was involved in other cancer charitable causes and other activities in town. That's what he used the basketball as a platform to do more. And wouldn't we wish everybody in a public forum could do that?
Steve Kirshner is joining us from the University of North Carolina. I really have about 60 seconds left or so. He's so private. I remember when the announcement was probably came from you that he was stepping away and he was going and they were just going to huddle as a family. I just assumed because we all know somebody that has gotten through cancer, especially if it's early detection. And he's a young man. He was 52 when he passed away. But I just assumed that he would beat it. And maybe that's why this hit me so hard this morning. How can people help remember him? How can people, is there a way to contribute? Is there a fund, a charity that he championed that people can pay their respects in that way?
Well, I don't have details from the family yet on any specific, but he was so involved be involved in your church, be involved in fighting cancer, whatever kind of cancer it is. He particularly, I think, had an affinity for pediatric cancer because he saw the impact that it had, not just on the kids themselves, but on their families. And the reason he went public with the diagnosis in April was, one, because he didn't want speculation about his health out there, but two, also to show it's not a private fight. It's a public fight. If you have cancer, it is a public fight. It's you and your family and your friends and your colleagues and people you don't even know who send a note and be supportive. And that's why he put the note out. And they were embarrassed by the amount of attention, the millions of hits those social media posts got. That really embarrassed them. They were shocked by that because they thought, why do so many people care that Eric Montross got a cancer diagnosis? And we had to explain, because you are special and the impact you've made on so many people that you don't even know. That's why so much interest, and that's why there'll be so much, you know, recognition and interest today with today's completely sad news. But at the same time, you know, the family, I know that this is an opportunity, you know, where hopefully people will say, you know, we remembered it, but we're gonna fight even harder, and we're gonna support those who have cancer and other diseases harder and more. And it's a team effort.
Steve.
And that was why he did the message then and now.
I appreciate your time always, my friend. I will talk to you very soon.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you, Adam.
Steve Kirshner from the university.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.